ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به حق تعالی.
In the path of the Imam.
In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. We are going to continue discussing Imam Khomeini's testament. In this episode, you will be listening to his recommendation on the status of leadership in the Islamic Republic system. Stay tuned. Article 107 of the Constitution of the Islamic Republic of Iran stipulates that the leader is chosen by the experts that have already been elected by people's votes. It makes it clear that the assembly of experts is duty-bound to choose from among the jurisprudents a person who is fully qualified to take the helms of leadership. Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, writes in his testament, I recommend to the noble nation that they should be present in the scene in all elections, whether for election of president or the members of the Islamic Council Assembly or Parliament, or the election of the experts to determine the leadership council or the leader. And the persons whom they elect should be according to the principles that are considered. For instance, in the election of experts, for determination of the leadership council or the leader, if they be careless and not elect the experts on the religious and legal basis, it might cause damages unto Islam and the country, which would be irreparable. Then everyone would be responsible before Almighty God. Imam Khomeini continues, if the experts whom are determined by the nation's election enter the experts' assembly through full care and the consultation of the great sources of emulation in every era, the great ulema across the country and the faithful and committed scholars, many problems would not occur or would be removed properly because of determining the most qualified and committed personalities for leadership or the leadership council. Imam Khomeini warns against the least negligence by the leader or the leadership council and writes, I recommend the leader and the leadership council in this era, which is the era of onslaught of superpowers and their lackeys inside and outside the country against the Islamic Republic, and indeed Islam, to dedicate themselves to serve Islam, the Islamic Republic, the deprived and the oppressed. And they should not think that leadership per se is a gift and a lofty position for them. Rather, it is a heavy and dangerous duty that any flaw in it, if God forbid, stems from personal desire, will incur eternal stain in this world and the fire of the powerful God's wrath in the coming world. According to Article 110 of Iran's constitution, the leader has the authority to appoint and dismiss many of the military commanders, and he is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces. He determines the general policies of the system and determines the jurisprudence of the Guardian Council. The leader also appoints the judiciary chief. The president of the Islamic Republic of Iran Broadcasting, IRIB. Imam Khomeini writes in his testament, I recommend to the leader and the leadership council, as they are assigned to determine the highest judicial authority, to try to appoint specialized persons in the religious, Islamic, and political affairs who are committed and have good record, and ask the Supreme Judicial Council to seriously reform the judiciary system, which had turned into the sad situation during the past regime, and cut the hand of those who play with the soul and property of people without caring about the Islamic justice, to transform justice with perseverance and seriousness. Imam Khomeini highly warns the judges to leave the sensitive status of judgment if they do not fully observe the path of the Prophet of Islam and his infallible successors.